let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanda Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanda.
How are you, Randy?
I'm well, thank you. We're going to talk about cruising this week. I know we've chatted about it before, but an interesting list of cruising trends and facts and stats, lots of stats, by passportphoto.online. So they've dug deep into this. So we're going to talk a lot about, we're going to throw out a lot of numbers, put it that way. But I'd like to get some comment and some insight behind some of those numbers. Just at first glance, anything that kind of stuck out at you that you didn't really know before?
As you say, lots and lots of stats. The one, like cruise lines, I guess for me, they are really good at recycling, but it's still amazing how many like greenhouse gases that they emit. But as in every industry, they're trying to reduce that. And their goal is to reduce the carbon emissions by 40% in 2030.
I'm waiting for the first nuclear-powered cruise ship.
Wow.
That's it. Anybody that can get that going, I think you'll make a fortune. But we don't have to mince words. Cruise ships are big polluters. They dump a lot of stuff in the ocean, but they're also very good at recycling, and they're getting better all the time. Every time a new ship comes out, they have the latest technology and the newest gadgets to help, relieve some of that stuff.
Yes. And, you know, what they're trying to do is recycle 60% more of their waste daily than people on land. And cruise lines recycle 80 tons of paper, plastic, aluminum, and glass each year. Now, what I've noticed when I've cruised is that they don't give out straws, which I think in itself will reduce a lot of waste, or else they give out paper straws. And I really like straws when I drink my have my beverages. So for me, that was a little bit of an eye opener and trying to get used to that new normality.
Mm-hmm. You have to carry your own metal straw or something like that, right?
That's right. Just like Oprah does.
The one thing that stuck out for me, and it's just the average cost of average daily cost of a cruise passenger, and it's $214. I'm going to assume that's U.S. dollars. But when you look at, you know, hotel rates lately and just going out for a meal, not just one meal, but like three meals a day and then snacks thrown in there, $214 per person per day is a pretty good deal as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, it is. And you know what? Cruise lines are also coming out with packages that they could, clients could add on to that really includes everything. So your Wi-Fi, your prepaid gratuities, your beverage packages. There's a couple of cruise lines, Princess, because I just booked them. They are doing like premium desserts every day, two a day, as well as fitness classes, which was really actually quite important to people when they're cruising, to have some form of activity. And it's also fun if you want to kind of, mix it up a bit. So you're right. It's getting more to be an almost all-inclusive holiday that gives good value to the dollar of your budget when you do go cruising.
Well, and the other thing that caught my eye too is just the passengers. The Americans are the vast majority of cruisers. So like 43% of all cruise passengers in 2021 were from the United States. So, you know, if they suddenly decide they don't want to go cruising anymore, I think the cruise industry is in a lot of trouble.
And there's so much inventory out there. There's cruises that are built every year. And there's always announcements of some to come. The newest one on the market is Wonders of the Sea, or Wonder of the Sea. And it's the largest cruise ship in the world. It's like almost 1,200 feet long, 209 feet wide, and it carries up to 7,000 passengers and 2,300 crew members aboard. So can you imagine floating on that?
It's a small town, actually.
Oh, yeah.
floating in the ocean. It's crazy. But they designed them really well. Now, it's been a while since I've been on a cruise ship, and I certainly haven't been on the mega ships. But I'm thinking, just from all the reviews and all the return cruisers, that even though there's that many people on there, they've designed them so well that you really don't notice the crowds that much, do you?
No, you're right. The design makes it that it flows seamlessly. So there's no long lineups, or the lineups move very quickly. You can actually book on certain cruises, if you wish, a certain time that you can go and dine. A lot of cruisers like the open dining scenario. So there's ways around it. And when the Oasis of the Sea came out, which is at that time the largest cruise line in the world, feedback from that was like they didn't notice the cruises. They're so in awe of all the different amenities on board. So from that date to now, the Wonder of the Seas, I can just imagine, as you say, how technology has advanced so that it's a bit more seamless for the guests, because at the end of the day, the bottom line is you have almost 10,000 people on board.
And they can keep track of them. They know almost where everyone is, it seems, because they have the new, like I'm thinking of Princess now, their system of keyless entry into your cabin, that type of thing. But at the same time, they almost know where everybody is, because if you're sitting by the pool and you order something, well, they know where you are.
Yes. And it's called the Medallion Class. And it really does. I think nobody wants to bring their key all the time that they're around. So with this Medallion Class, it's easy. Like it makes it easier to check in online, get yourself all set up with regards to dining preferences, specialty dining. If you want to book a spa reservations ahead of time, or your shore excursions, it's very easy to go on a cruise.
They make it very easy for you to spend money.
And I think they do realize it, because there are some, more so nowadays, but there has been in the past, as cruising evolved, where you really kind of have to pay for everything as you go along. And people sometimes found it like they were nickeled and dimed to death. But now, with the all-inclusiveness of a cruise and the pricing, you don't really have to experience that, and you can just freely carry on with your cruise and enjoy the vacation that it is, and not worry about your bill as it adds up to be a surprise at the end of the cruise.
Yeah, that's for sure. And we've talked about that in the past on podcasts. You basically can prepay for everything well in advance. So yeah, when you do get on board, you really don't have to spend a lot of money. It's all taken care of. The one thing that interested me on this survey was working on board a cruise ship, and the cruise ship industry provided 1.7 million jobs in 2019. Back about 20 years ago, I was one of those people. And the average cruise ship member in the U.S. makes about $29,000 annually. And that was about what I made back then. But it was just interesting looking at all the things that, what it takes to work on a cruise ship. The average contract, 6 months long. So nothing really has changed from when I worked on board a cruise ship.
No, and it's surprising when I cruise, and especially if I cruise a similar cruise line like Windstar on a ship that we've done a couple of times, they have a lot of people that renew their contracts. So you may bump into somebody that you met a few years ago on the cruise as a crew member. And it's funny how sometimes they remember who you are and your name. So they do focus on customer service and customer first, when taking care of our travelers. And it's really nice to see very gracious people. And they do work super hard for their money, long hours, not a lot of downtime. So I like it when, it's always a person's discretion, but I like it when you have the opportunity to prepay your crew gratuities, because then you don't have to wonder who gets what, and have those little envelopes, and last day run around to all the people that have done you great service. I like it when it's prepaid.
Yeah, when I was working on board the cruise ships, they didn't have that system. So it was constantly people looking, where do I get cash? Where can I bring a $100 bill all over the place, try to find ways to get small denominations and cash to tip the crew members. The one line I did want to read, though, cruise ship crew are on call around the clock. And that is true. You don't get any days off. And I wanted to expand on that, the pay. Even though you're only making $29,000-$30,000 a year, you have to remember your food is paid for. You're not buying groceries. You're not paying any rent. You don't have a car, so your expenses are basically nil, except for a few things you might buy in port here and there. But so basically, that $30,000 is going straight to the bank if you're really smart with it.
Right. And you're paid in US dollars. So depending on, like, say you're a Canadian, that really does, stretch a little bit more because of the US dollar. And we're talking, in a broader sense of ocean cruising, but there's other kind of cruising that has come up in the market and gained popularity, river cruising, expedition ships. So the cruise industry covers a mass amount of itineraries, destinations, type of travel. So it draws a lot of clientele. For us in the travel industry, cruising is the most repeat type of vacation and the most one that gets us referrals to friends and family. So it's a growing industry year after year.
And I highly recommend it. I'm a bit of a cruise snob. I still say it's the best vacation going. And the numbers show it. I mean, average $214 per passenger daily. Like I said, you try getting a hotel and eating three meals a day for that. I challenge you to do that, actually.
Plus entertainment, because they have great shows at night. You can play bingo during the day, going on excursions. So you're not just cruising, you're enjoying the destination and you're enjoying the ship, which too can be the destination.
I think we pretty much covered it all, but any other last comments?
There's a lot of people who haven't tried cruising. So I think it would be a good opportunity to investigate this kind of vacation. Working with your travel agent, looking at what your preferences, what your likes are, where you want to go in the world, we can help you find what's right for you, for your budget, for your taste. Some people think they may get seasick, and they very well could, but technology has brought that further along. If that's a consideration, go to a river cruise. If you want to be adventurous, go on an expedition ship. So it's a great vacation to try, if only once, and then you can really feel if this is right for you. But I think most people do agree that it's something that that you'll enjoy and you'll want to go back and you'll want to bring your friends and family with you.
I think that is true. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes, and her website is onantaforbes.com. Always good to chat, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.